Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
We regret that the United States lost its vote in the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, General Conference, as a result of legislative restrictions that have precluded payment of U.S. dues to UNESCO. U.S. Department of State spokesperson Jen Psaki said recently in a statement issued to the press in Washington, D.C. The restrictions were triggered when UNESCO member states voted to grant the Palestinians membership as a state in 2011. We note a loss of vote in the General Conference is not a loss of U.S. membership, Ms. Psaki said. The United States intends to continue its engagement with UNESCO in every possible way. We can attend meetings and participate in debate, and we will maintain our seat and vote as an elected member of the executive board through 2015. UNESCO and the United States leadership at UNESCO matter. UNESCO directly advances U.S. interests in supporting girls' and women's education, facilitating important scientific research, promoting tolerance, protecting and preserving the world's natural and cultural heritage, supporting the freedom of the press, and much more. It is in that vein that President Barack Obama has requested legislative authority to allow the United States to continue to pay its dues to the United Nations agencies that admit the Palestinians as a member state when doing so is in the U.S. national interest, Ms. Psaki said. The proposal is currently waiting for approval from the United States Congress. The United States, Ms. Psaki noted, remains committed to that goal.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.